The Important Bird Areas Program is part of a national and international effort to conserve key habitats for birds during their breeding, migratory, and wintering seasons. It also focuses resources on those areas which are most critical to maintaining bird populations. This is Your Wetlands.
One of the areas in California that has been identified early on as being a critical place for birds is San Francisco Bay. San Francisco Bay is critically important for not just breeding birds, but also birds during migration and birds that overwinter.
Andrea Jones is the director of the Important Bird Areas Program for Audubon, California.
And right along the shores of the bay, we've identified 9 important bird areas. And within the counties that all attach to San Francisco Bay, we've identified a total of 19 important bird areas. So that alone tells you that this region, being part of the Pacific Flyway, is a particularly important place for bird habitat.
Andrea tells me that the bay has a large number of endangered species, which is one of the criteria used to nominate areas for inclusion in the program.
One of them is a California clapperail that breeds primarily up in San Pablo Bay. We also have the California leased tern, which has a solid breeding colony at Alameda Wildlife Refuge. Other birds include waterfowl, such as scoters and scaup that winter by the thousands in San Francisco Bay. And then we also have the western snowy plover, which breeds in the South San Francisco Bay and also winters along the coastal beaches.
I asked Andrea how people can help with this effort.
We have a lot of volunteer opportunities in San Francisco Bay to help with the Important Bird Areas program. One way is through citizen science, and that's an opportunity to get involved with doing bird surveys around the bay. And you don't have to be an expert birder to do those. We can pair people up with experts. And we have a shorebird survey that happens in November of every year. We also have other localized citizen science efforts, sometimes that are led by our local chapters, to survey species of concern, such as long-billed curlews. The other way to get involved is to join your local Audubon chapter. We have a lot of different chapters circling San Francisco Bay, and each of them focus on a specific part of the bay where they're concerned about their local habitats and they work within their communities. Our local chapters also lead a lot of field trips. They are watchdogs for threats at local important bird areas. They help with conservation projects, and most of them hold monthly speaker series so you can learn about different conservation issues that are going on, not just in San Francisco Bay, but throughout California and sometimes beyond.
I want to underscore a couple of points with you. The tremendous importance of citizen scientists and environmental volunteers. Andrea cites a couple of specific examples.
Barbara Salzman, who's the president of Marin Audubon, she's a volunteer, and she has almost single-handedly, with the help of a lot of the volunteers in her chapter, conducted several tidal marsh restoration projects up in Marin County, including receiving federal funding, getting the permitting, and actually doing the on-the-ground restoration. So she's a great example of what a local chapter can do and how they can build on each other's knowledge and expertise and come up with a great project. Another example is at San Pablo Bay National Fish and Wildlife Refuge, which is an important bird area. And we have a project there, which is a partnership of Audubon, California, the refuge, and also Napa Solano Audubon. Napa Solano Audubon volunteers help us with that project by monitoring the birds on the refuge. So as we do a tidal marsh restoration project there, we can measure what impacts our restoration project is having on shorebirds, waterfowl, clapperails, etc. And they've also helped by planting native plants in the transition zones between the tidal marsh and the uplands, which are really important refuge for rails, mice, and songbirds that breed along there. So we have training opportunities on both how to plant native plants and how to identify birds. And so that's how people become citizen scientists. They just start volunteering and they learn through these training sessions. There's also several chapters in the Bay that offer evening courses to learn more about conservation and bird identification.
Now, if you want to get involved or learn more about important bird areas, you can check out Audubon California's website at ca.audubon.org/IBA. And on that site, you can download or order maps of important bird areas. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more about the joint venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. And we're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. If you have a question or a comment for us, our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.